A question that is both simple and at the same time complex, asked by many small business owners today, is this: do I need a mobile app for my business? Well, take a step back in time about 20 years ago, and the question of that day was, do I need a website for my business? As was the case back then, the answer today is not really different. If you want to reach your customer, understand that as technology advances, people adapt and adopt it. The number of mobile devices has continued to grow over the past several decades and has now surpassed the number of desktop users in this country. As the use of mobile technology platforms grows, that is where your customers will be found. Now, as we explore this topic a bit, let's look at the options available to handheld device users. Using an internet browser, anyone can access your website from a mobile device, but this often creates a problem with scaling. The typical website, when compressed to the size of a mobile phone screen, is difficult to read and difficult to use. Visitors to your website are forced to zoom in and zoom out in order to navigate the site. Well, to alleviate this problem, many companies create a mobile website, which is simply an optimized version of the website designed to operate on a mobile device. Typically, the mobile device will have larger icons, load quickly, and will be a subset of the full website. The technology is available now to determine if a visitor to your website is using a mobile device, and they can be rerouted automatically to the mobile site. The latest entrant in the mobile computing area is the app. When you're looking to truly customize a customer experience, you might need to consider an app for the mobile device. An app is a computer program, after all, the phone is a computer, written to operate on a mobile device and to perform specific tasks rather than exchange information. An app allows you to engage your customer by location, using real data about the customer, and do it in real time. To be effective, apps must offer the customer something that is useful and valuable. Companies, for example, have used apps to deliver special coupons to customers just as they enter the store and deliver them on their mobile device. Others can give turn-by-turn directions to the nearest store. Still, others allow a customer to order a product in an out-of-stock color for home delivery the next day. Apps are limited only by the creativity of the business owner. The selling process has and will continue to change. From the 1960s through the end of the century, the shopping experience and process was largely unchanged. As we look ahead, fueled by the accelerating use of mobile platforms, e-commerce will account for about 20% of non-food retail sales, and with that, a new retail environment will emerge. The integration of mobile technology is already impacting the retail experience and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. The way people shop will continue to change, and for those who are prepared to meet that challenge, success awaits. For over 30 years, we have worked with entrepreneurs and business owners who are looking to start or grow their small business. For no-cost assistance with your business needs, call us to schedule an appointment at 342-1224 or visit us on the web at www.lsbdc.org. Today's Thought from the Small Business Corner has been presented by the Louisiana Small Business Development Center, hosted by the University of Louisiana at Monroe, and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.